You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the 2009 Major League Baseball First Year Player Draft.
It was not supposed to go like this. This sizable selection of superstars and their interesting and perhaps even inspiring stories of personal perseverance were not supposed to come out of the 2009 MLB Amateur Draft. The 09 draft was supposed to be a clunker. Even though it was the first draft broadcast on MLB Network, and even though Steven Strasburg was a clear number one of national renown, the sizzle was supposed to fizzle quickly. A couple weeks before the event, ESPN's Keith Law, a respected baseball draftnik, wrote, quote, "This is bar none the worst hitting draft I have seen in the eight in which I've been involved, and probably the worst going back into the 1990s. So how does this happen? How does the, quote, worst hitting draft in years wind up producing superstar sluggers like Mike Trout, Nolan Arenado, Paul Goldschmidt, and J.D. Martinez, among others? Look, we're not here to dunk on any evaluator who got it wrong about the 09 draft. Because as evidenced by the draft positioning of those aforementioned heavy hitters, all of baseball got it wrong. When the greatest player in the game, one of the greatest players of all time, is taken at 25th overall, something has gone horribly, horribly wrong. As will be reinforced over the six episodes of this podcast series, good players, great players, can come from anywhere. And sometimes the success of teams within the draft comes down not to superior scouting intelligence, but rather the timing of the reconnoiter or the tolerance for risk. So this podcast will serve as an illustration of how, even relative to the drafts of the other major sports, baseball's selection process is a total crapshoot. We'll discuss how Strasburg didn't get drafted at all out of high school, in part because of a body bloated by burritos.
I think at every step I've had to work really, really hard to, improve my game.
We'll show how some scouts were so unsure of Trout's right-handed swing that they asked to see him bat left-handed his senior year of high school.
I had a okay swing lefty. Obviously righty was my thing.
We'll tell you how second-round pick Arenado, one of the best defensive third basemen the game has ever seen, nearly had to play catcher just to have a shot at a professional career.
I think catching is awful. Personally, I would never, it was really hard when I was doing it, and I knew deep down I really didn't want to do this, but if it was going to get me drafted high, I was like, okay, I'll do it. I just wanted to go play.
We'll discuss how Goldschmidt slipped to the eighth round because of the name on the front of his jersey.
I mean, almost every school in the state of Texas, like the big programs, I at least talked to, but never really manifested in an offer.
We'll tell the incredible tale of how Martinez, one of the most feared sluggers in the game, couldn't even get community colleges to look at him after high school.
Senior year ended, I didn't even know where I was going to school. I didn't have any college, any commitments, nobody really was interested in me.
And finally, we'll explain how the 09 draft helped Jeff Luhnow go from anonymous scouting director to the archetype for the modern general manager.
To me, oftentimes the most exciting days of the draft are late in day two and day three when you're picking players that no one's heard of, and then you see them and they turn out to be big leaguers. That's pretty exciting.
So please join us when the series arrives the week of Memorial Day in advance of the 2019 draft. We've got a story to tell, and in our first episode, we'll give you the superhero origin story of Mike Trout.